During Advent, we think about the time when mankind was waiting for the Savior of the world. There were many millions of people who lived on earth during those 4,000 years who still fixed their hope of salvation in Christ and in the coming Savior of mankind. It was only hope that kept them going. This tells us a lot about the virtue of hope and how important it is, especially in these times now of terrible persecution for the church, when things seem almost as dark as they were before the coming of Christ. We have to hope that God will restore His church, and we have to continue to practice our faith in the meantime. St. Paul even says we are saved by hope, so it is a very, very important virtue. And of course, what St. Paul says is absolutely true. If we look at the time before Christ, we see a long sequence of promises that God made first to Adam and Eve, or in the very beginning of time, and then later on to the patriarchs and the prophets and the Jewish people and so on. God kept promising them again and again that He would send a Redeemer to save everyone from their sins. And why did God do this? He did it in order to keep hope alive for His people for so many long centuries. And everyone who was saved in those times had the virtue of hope. They heard the promises of God, they believed in them, and they hoped in the coming Redeemer. And ever since then, Christ's church has also placed its hope in Christ. The church is fixed immovably on the rock of faith. And all of us who believe in the teaching of Christ have to remember also what He told us. He said, "Behold, I am with you all days, even to the consummation of the world." So since the world is not over yet, that means that He is still with us and still with His church even today. He said that the gates of hell would not prevail against His church, and so we know that they have certainly not done so. We should never imagine that the enemies of God or of His church will ever win. They can only have a temporary and superficial appearance of victory in this world, but they will certainly not win in the end. We see the immense hope and confidence in God in the history, especially of the more recent popes that we've had of the modern era, especially since the beginning of the attacks of the Freemasons against the church in the last few centuries. Pope Pius IX saw the enemies of the church win great victories, apparently, against the church during his reign. And he himself was persecuted terribly by these same people. But he used to encourage the people around him by saying frequently, he said, "Help will come. The Lord will not forsake His church." And then he would defy the enemies of the church, and he would say, "You can rob me of all my possessions, but the church will remain intact. You can even drive me out of Rome if you want to, but this does not destroy the church. For wherever I am, there is the church." And how true that is, and what a great and profound understanding he had of the papacy, this pope who defined the infallibility of the pope as a Catholic doctrine. We also need to have hope like that, not only about the life of the church, but about our spiritual life too. If we look at the lives of the saints, we see that they reached a high level of sanctity because they had four important virtues that we need to have too. They had light, courage, strength, and perseverance. So let's look at each one of these one at a time. First, the saints had light to discover the vocation that God wanted them to be in and how He wanted them to live their life. So let's look at St. John the Baptist today. He had the light to know that God wanted him to live as a hermit in the desert and then to come out and preach the coming of Christ. We see all the lives of the saints too, how they recognized the will of God in their life, what vocation he wanted them to be in, and they lived it to the best of their ability. And we can have the same certitude and enlightenment about our own vocation or our own path in life by praying with humility to God and asking him to demonstrate his will to us, of course, while being willing to follow it as well as we can. The next virtue the saints had was courage. All of the saints were heroes. It's not enough to see the will of God and know what it is. We have to fulfill it too. But for this, we need courage to make strong resolutions and keep them, as the saints did. Look at St. John the Baptist again. He made the resolution to go in and live in the desert when he was a small child, and he fulfilled it. The third thing the saints had was great strength, the virtue of fortitude. They were all strong in virtue. But why were they strong? They were strong because they had the strength of God's grace inside of them, not because by nature they had any strength of their own. Our own souls and our own human nature is very weak, and the saints knew that more than anyone else. But it is strengthened by God's grace that we have to ask for. We have to pray and do penance for our sins, and we have to pray for God to strengthen our own weakness and preserve us from falling into sin by watching over ourselves, keeping away from occasions of sin, and not trusting in our own strength. That is how we grow in a life of virtue. And the fourth thing the saints had, the fourth virtue, was perseverance. They all remained true to God to the very end of their lives. St. Francis used to say, "What is the difference between a person in heaven and a person in hell?" This is an important question. He would answer it by saying, "The person in heaven made promises and kept them. The person in hell made promises and broke them." So, for example, if we go to confession and confess our sins, we are saying we are not going to commit those sins again. If we break those promises, we certainly run a serious risk of ending up in hell. And also, we should think about that every time we make a good resolution to do some penance in a time of penance, like during Advent. Or if we have the resolution to say some our prayers faithfully, like a good resolution to say the rosary every day. When we are tempted to make an exception to these rules that we make for ourselves, which of course we are always going to be, we have to think, are we making promises and then breaking them? St. Francis had an idea of what that would lead us to, and it's not good. If we examine ourselves, we will see that we are all at least somewhat lacking in all four of these things that we need: light and courage and strength and perseverance. Why is that the case, though? Why are we so lacking? The answer is that we don't have the strength of hope that filled the hearts of the saints. St. Paul said, "We are children of distrust." And this is true, but the virtue of hope will give us each of those four virtues that we need. First, it will give us light. A lot of times we don't fulfill God's will because we don't think that we will be able to do so, counting only on our own strength. If we had greater confidence in God, we would serve him with greater fervor. Hope will also give us courage. Think of soldiers fighting on a battlefield. as long as they have a hope that they can win the battle, they will fight very bravely. But if they start to get the idea they're going to lose the battle, they start to become frightened. And then they turn around and run, and that is when they lose completely, and the enemy pursues them and slaughters everybody. Someone who doesn't have hope in God will very easily lose courage in the service of God, especially struggling against temptation. But if someone trusts in God and they believe that God will strengthen them in time of temptation, they will overcome much more often, especially if they are afraid of their own weakness at the same time and pray for God's strength. Hope also gives us strength. We have all heard stories of people in great danger who thought they were about to be killed in some terrible situation. But when they found a way out, they suddenly had superhuman strength to escape from this danger and save their lives. Like someone in a burning building who has a piece of rubble blocking their way out of this building. But they know that if they can just get through the doorway, they'll be out of danger. Soon as they realize that hope they have of escaping gives them a strength they didn't have before to move that rubble out of the way and run out. So fear and hope, when they are combined like that, give people enormous power. In the spiritual life, too, we are constantly in danger of sinning. But we see that we can be saved if we cooperate with God's grace. That case is a little bit different because we are not the ones who are strong in that case. It is God strengthening us in spite of our weakness. But we have to use His grace first. We have to ask for His grace with hope and have confidence in it. It says in the Psalms, King David said, "Through my God, I will even be able to go over a wall." He would even be able to climb over a very high wall by God's strength. But on the other hand, someone who doesn't have enough hope feels powerless when he is attacked by temptation and easily gives in. And lastly, hope gives us perseverance. There are countless quotes from Scripture that tell us that we will persevere if we have hope in God. In the Psalms, King David says, with confidence and joy, he said, "I have hoped in Thee, O Lord, I will not be confounded." And by confounded, that means disappointed in his hope, or his hope is not misplaced. And in Psalm 90, it says, this is the Holy Ghost speaking, he says, "Because he hoped in me, I will deliver him." And this quote is particularly interesting because it gives us God's point of view towards a person who has this virtue. God is saying that he will save someone just because he has hope in God. And in fact, Ecclesiastes promises us, "No one has hoped in the Lord and been confounded." We need to practice the virtue of hope not only during our life, but especially at the last moment of our life. In our last hour, the devil will come and will remind us of all of our sins to try to get us to lose this virtue of hope and fall into the sin of despair. But instead, in our last hour, we have to be sorry for our sins, receive the sacraments if we are able to do so, and have hope in the mercy of God and His grace. And if we die in that state, then our hope will be rewarded. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.